hey guys, listen, I love you guys, but I want to take you to task, if I may, respectfully for a moment.
Yes.
I have been watching the show since 6 o'clock this morning when I got up, and it seems to me that 2 hours of Obama bashing on this this typical white person remark is somewhat excessive. And frankly, I think you're somewhat distorting what Obama had to say. I've actually clipped it out of the paper.
All right.
And what he said was, the point I was making was not that my mother harbors any racial animosity. She doesn't. But she is a typical white person, which is where you generally have clipped it.
No.
But what he went on to say is, who, if she sees somebody on the street that she doesn't know, there's a reaction that's been bred into our experiences that don't go away and that sometimes comes out in the wrong way. And that's just the nature of race in our society. I'm not saying it's the most felicitous remark that anybody ever made, but
Chris, hold on, we've been portraying. Right, we've actually read the complete soundbite 3 times so far. But and we posed this question to our viewers whether or not they were offended by that. It just seems curious that because Barack Obama said this, and people are going, oh, you're being too sensitive or whatnot. But had Hillary Clinton said something on the other side, had she said, well, that's a typical Irish person, Polish person, Italian person, Swedish person, whatever, it'd hit the fan.
Well, I mean, all I can tell you is that I've been watching on and off for a couple of hours, and every clip I've seen ends at, that's a typical white person,
right,
when in fact he's going on to discuss the nature of race in our country. And again, I'm not saying it was if he had it to do over again, that he'd necessarily say it that way. But I don't think that he was making a hyper-racial remark. And I guess I just feel like on a day when he's been endorsed by Bill Richardson,
sure,
and we have this story about the passports and the State Department officials looking into them, I feel like 2 hours of Obama bashing may be enough.
Well, here it is, Chris. I know you watched, and I appreciate you respecting us enough to say it on camera as opposed to writing an email, because I think it's better for our viewers to understand we don't agree on everything. But in all seriousness, as you know, if you watch the show and you pump out the transcript, which for $1.25 you can have your own.
It's no.
I am on. I have said the other way about this soundbite because I really felt as though I got a different meaning of it than maybe Steve and many other people and Gretchen got. So we've been debating that back and forth to the point where we ate up 2 other talking points and they were telling us to move on. Did you get that texture of the conversation?
Well, I must say I missed your saying that during the time that I was doing 20 hits. But I just sort of feel that you know, he is trying to have Obama. And I have my differences with the Obama campaign. And I certainly do not countenance a lot of the things that Jeremiah Wright said. But I think that in trying to have a sensible conversation about race, and I think that's what he was trying to do in an it wasn't a speech, it was an extemporaneous mm-hmm. interview with a local talk radio station in Philadelphia, he was saying something about the way a lot of white people react when they see a black person walking down the street. I happen to actually think it's true that, and I probably feel it myself, and I suspect a lot of our
in between your hits,
it.
I pointed out it's generational. That this woman was probably born in 1920. Kate grew up 1930s. It was a different feeling then, as opposed to Jeremiah White, who Wright was coming up in the 60s, which is a much different feel than 2008. And that's what we were talking about.
Chris,
but that's what was the opinions that were exchanged.
And my point of view was that I felt as if maybe the attention was being taken away from what people really wanted to hear Barack Obama speak about, which was his association and what he thought about the comments by his minister, Jeremiah Wright.
I felt
like he was deflecting the attention potentially away from that. And if we really want to have a discussion about race, then let's really have a discussion about how there is a double standard for certain phrases and words. I think if you throw a phrase like that out there, then okay, then let's really have a discussion about it.
Well, I think, and far be it for me to be a spokesman for the Obama campaign, and I will tell you that they would laugh at that characterization. But, you know, the fact is that after giving a speech on race earlier this week on Tuesday, he gave a major speech on Iraq on Wednesday and a major speech on the economy yesterday. And so I think they would say, in terms of deflecting attention away from the issues people really want to hear about it, maybe it's the media doing it, not a Barack Obama.
So on your Sunday show, you're just going to tell people never to watch Fox and Friends again?
No, I love you guys, but you know, look, I think that's one of the things that's great about Fox News is that we don't all follow talking points and we disagree about things, and I just was unhappy with what you were doing today.
Well, in all fairness to the Fox and Friends show, you did 20 some odd hits and obviously you missed a lot of our dialogue.
Well, I heard enough of it.
Okay.